I'll give him the belly meat of a big fish, the old man said. Has he done this for us more than once?
I think so.
I must give him something more than the belly meat, then. He is very thoughtful for us.
He sent two beers.
I like the beer in cans best.
I know, but this is in bottles, Atway beer, and I take back the bottles.
That's very kind of you, the old man said. Should we eat?
I've been asking you to, the boy told him gently. I have not wished to open the container until you were ready.
I'm ready now, the old man said. I only needed time to wash.
Where did you wash? The boy thought. The village water supply was two streets down the road. I must have water here for him, the boy thought, and soap and a good towel. Why am I so thoughtless? I must get him another shirt and a jacket for the winter, and some sort of shoes, and another blanket.
Your stew is excellent, the old man said.
Tell me about the baseball, the boy asked him.
In the American League, it is the Yankees, as I said, the old man said happily.
They lost today, the boy told him.
That means nothing. The great DiMaggio is himself again.
They have other men on the team?
Naturally, but he makes the difference. In the other league, between Brooklyn and Philadelphia, I must take Brooklyn. But then I think of Dick Sisler and those great drives in the old park.
There was nothing ever like them. He hits the longest ball I have ever seen.
Do you remember when he used to come to the terrace? I wanted to take him fishing, but I was too timid to ask him. Then I asked you to ask him, and you were too timid.
I know. It was a great mistake. He might have gone with us.
Then we would have that for all of our lives.
I would like to take the great DiMaggio fishing, the old man said. They say his father was a fisherman. Maybe he was as poor as we are and would understand.
The great Sisler's father was never poor, and he, the father, was playing in the big leagues when he was my age.
When I was your age, I was before the mast on a square-rigged ship that ran to Africa, and I have seen lions on the beaches in the evening.
I know, you told me. Should we talk about Africa or about baseball?
Baseball, I think, the boy said. Tell me about the great John Jota McGraw.
He said Jota for Jay. He used to come to the terrace sometimes, too, in the older days. But he was rough and harsh-spoken and difficult when he was drinking. His mind was on horses as well as baseball. At least he carried lists of horses at all times in his pocket, and frequently spoke the names of horses on the telephone.